Fred Film Radio.
Bari International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 5th edition of Bari International Film Festival, and today I have the honor of being with Lech Majewski, who's presenting here his new film Onirica, Field of Dogs. Thank you for being here and welcome.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I'm here. Prego.
So, the first and basic question, how is Bari treating you?
Not bad, actually. I love Bari. I mean, I love Puglia, and I didn't know that Bari has such a beautiful old town, and I walked around the old town last night, and magic. It reminds me a little bit of Dubrovnik, of all this Puglia, like, for me, one of the most beautiful cities in the world is Vieste. It's all this white stone, and especially at night, it's sort of, you get the light from below, which is very unusual lighting. I like the light that comes from the earth, that comes from the ground. And since the streets are white and the houses are white, it looks like the sky is darker than what we are walking on. So this is a very beautiful effect. And I think it's very unique.
And I would like to ask you if you could describe in your own words that are important, how did you come with up with the idea of this film and and the choice of the Divine Comedy as the protagonist, dreamlike and oniric shelter?
Well, Dante was a guiding light for me in terms of encompassing the entirety of one's life, particularly my life, because on one hand I had certain personal traumatic experiences and private dramas. On the other hand, 2010 for Poland was a very dramatic, very tragic year, and Poland was subjected to various calamities, like I think we had around 5 floods, there was a very harsh winter, then the airplane with leading people in Poland, with the president, his wife, crashed in Russia at the very same place where Russians executed Polish officers at the outskirts of the Second World War. So it was all like, it reminded me of Dante. I mean, and on top of that, above Europe, there was this huge black cloud of East Landing ash, which stopped in one day 6,000 flights in Europe alone. So if there would be a chronicler who is like, who looks a little bit deeper than the usual television stuff, he would see it as signs, he would see it as symbols, he would see it as a series of calamities of biblical proportions. So I thought this is very much like Dante, Divina Commedia Divina, and Dante allowed me to combine the two, the personal and the public, and to find the common emotion for that.
In every art form, but especially in poetry sometimes, but for your films especially, I think that I felt that you didn't want the audience to get a unique meaning out of your film. Like, every one of us has to come to his own terms and his own conclusion, yes, and that's what I experienced your film more than watched it.
That's good. That's what I was trying to achieve. I mean, when I make movies, I feel like I'm writing a poetry, visual poetry, and that's for me much more important than writing a visual journalism or visual television stuff. So the visual language for me has tremendous potential, providing that we use it according to its own logic, I mean, which is that the image contains much more meanings than just a singular meaning. I feel that when you look at the paintings, particularly paintings of old masters, you cannot just have one interpretation of it. It just depends on your knowledge, depends on your mood, depends on where your eyes will go. A certain story is created in your mind, a certain interpretation is given to you, and you get from this what you are allowed to do, but it's like an endless possibility for you to come back to that and read it differently or read it the same or whatever. I like this openness of the field, what Orson Welles started with the Citizen Kane, that you don't need to just follow like a linear storyline. I prefer to operate with the fields of meanings, and when I look at my life experience and anybody's life experience, it's never linear. The biggest lie is to call realistic a film which is linear, because our lives are never linear. We are always, at every moment, we are experiencing a field of potential. And we take this turn or that turn, and suddenly our life falls into a different categories, and you know, suddenly you enter a space, you meet a person, and then it ends up that this person is your friend or your love or your enemy, or you know, it's such a game of dice all the time, you know, where one can say it's predetermined or it's a book that you are written, your life is written into. But for us, it's always an open field. You can go left, you can go right, you can go straight. I mean, it's never linear.
I totally agree. And talking to other journalists and friends, what we liked the most, like we loved, it was the first scenes. I could have watched those scenes forever. Like I didn't even, I don't know how much they last. I only know that I was like caught in this atmosphere. And the second thing I really liked is that thinking about the dreamlike scenes, I was expecting something very like fantastic. I don't know how to explain it. And then I found a sort of realism in the way you shot the dreams and reality, always clarifying when he's dreaming and when he's not.
Because for me, dreams are very realistic. I mean, when you are dreaming, you're not having a sense that you're dreaming. Sometimes people wake up covered with sweat or yelling or crying, or because it was real. The way it's happening, it's real. For me, a reality, a woken reality during the daytime, is more like a dream. I don't know sometimes where I am, what am I doing, where am I going. In the dream, I have this sense of being here and now.
One last question was a curiosity. In the first scenes, there's a moment in which there's this deep silence, and suddenly there's classical music. So I was wondering, do you think that there's silence in dreams? Because I started to think, do I ever dream about music? And then I listened to the classical music, so I thought maybe there should be music. It should be a classical one, more like a dreamlike one.
Well, very much so. I mean, I think that dreams are the best films, the best poetry, the best sound. I mean, depends. Some dreams come completely silent. In other dreams, you hear voices, and actually they tell you things. And in other dreams, you hear music or fragments of music. Or you can compose music in a dream. I wrote an opera, and I managed to compose one theme in a dream. I woke up, I had a recorder in a telephone, and I sang it into the telephone, and with, you know, morning voice, but But then I transposed it into the violins and into the quintet and the orchestra. And this is one of the themes that is in the opera, which is the Rose Room opera that I wrote.
So thank you for sharing this moment with us and with me.
You're welcome. Pronto. Pronto.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Bari International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.